Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stephen Orhouse Media. On Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2024, episode 652 of the Daily Rios dropped. 1 week later, I sit down to listen, and in the course of the episode, Peter says something that made me have to stop the episode, grab my own mic, and record what you're listening to right now, because yeah, I have to talk about it.
When's our party?
I thought you hated parties.
I like parties. It's balloons I don't like.
Right.
You don't like balloons.
Oh, don't talk to me about balloons.
Why?
Balloons explode, Jen. They explode suddenly and unexpectedly. They're filled with the capacity to give me a little fright, and I find that unbearable.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy, the podcast that releases episodes whenever it damn well pleases, apparently.
I do as I damn well please.
I'm your host, my name is Steven, and yeah, Peter Rios said something on episode 652 of the Daily Rios that I just could not let pass. It begins at the 3 minute, 4 second mark, and well, here, I'll just play you what he had to say.
I do feel like I'm on a podcast every day. I'm kind of like a runner in that way, where if I don't get my run in that day, I get antsy. Okay. I get like podcast antsy. It just wasn't translating into the work. So, but even if I don't put out a podcast, I'm certainly still thinking about it. I'm coming up with topics or finding stuff online that would be worth discussing. That energy is always, always there, whether it's the Daily Rios or the Legion Project or DC All-Stars or anywhere. One of my major drawbacks, one of the things that really backed me up, is this curse of the Daily Smallville, doing the postings, doing episodes, dragging that out ever since I started it back in 2021. I mean, that's just been a real kicker and a real disappointment for me. But it ultimately is because of my need to go in order, to make sure that this podcast goes out before this one, goes out before this one, and then suddenly it's a snowball effect that just grows and it grows and it stymies me, and it's probably my biggest flaw in podcasting. It's also a big flaw in comic book reading or TV watching or even just novel reading. I have to do things in order. I sometimes wonder if being a comic collector hasn't created an organizational monster in my mind, right? Like, it's odd when you consider that, I'm an actor, I've been in theater since ninth grade, and you have to have improv skills, you have to be alert, you have to be reactionary, you have to absorb what's coming into you and have 15 choices on how you're going to react to it. You would think that that sort of freedom would balance this crazy organizational thing I have in my brain, but it just doesn't. It just doesn't. And in some ways it does work. In other ways, I just get really tied up, and then I get under like this weight of it all, and then I just rationalize and go, okay, I'll get there when I get there. If I do a couple this month, that'll help. But then I just never do, right? I just never catch up. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating. It might be frustrating for you if you're still listening. So, but I received a bunch of emails, and that has spurred me on. Certainly the anniversary today spurred me on.
Okay, first off, holy crap. Listening to Peter is like listening to myself talk about my own issues, you know, with myself when it comes to podcasting.
Your podcast sucks.
There isn't a day that goes by that I am not yearning to podcast. It's just this need that you have, or at least that I have, and apparently Peter has himself, to freaking podcast.
You're the guy doing the podcast.
And unfortunately, life is just that thing that gets in your way. But I'm always thinking about it. I'm always jotting down notes or processing things in my mind or thinking up ideas. And dang it, I just want to do this all the time and I just can't. And that makes me a little sad. But really, the main bit that I wanted to talk about was right there at the end of Peter's clip.
But I received a bunch of emails, and that has spurred me on.
Now, I don't know that I've truly thought about how important feedback was until just that very moment when I heard Peter say that.
A good subject for a podcast, just not yours.
I mean, I talk about it a lot, but it just never hit me until Peter brought it up. Derek Coward from Comic Book Noise has always said that feedback is the currency of the podcaster. And I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly what he said, but that's pretty much the gist. And I'm sure that podcasters who have like hundreds of thousands of listeners, you know, podcasts who make a living podcasting, I'm sure those people would disagree with me.
I'm so stupid. How come I'm able to do a better podcast than you idiots in 2 seconds flat?
To them, money is, of course, the currency of the podcaster. But think about the podcasters like Peter Rios, Ed Moore, Derek Coward. And, well, good Lord, there's so many out there that I could name that we would never get to the point of the episode. But you all know who you are.
Generating podcast content that's worth a damn.
And then, of course, there's me. We are the podcasters who aren't doing it for the money, which should be fairly obvious considering that none of us are rolling around in green. I mean, sure, I want to get paid as much as the next guy, but in the end, I'd still be podcasting. I know that because, well, I'm still podcasting. Why, you might ask? Well, frankly, because I love it. And I'm sure Peter loves it. And I'm sure the others love it as well. We have a need to talk about the things we love, even if it means sitting in a room alone and talking into a microphone, hoping that somebody is listening.
Listen up, people!
We do it because we love it, and if I'm being honest, there is a bit of narcissism in play there as well. I can admit that. Who else would sit in a room alone talking into a microphone about comics and stuff, hoping that someone is listening, if there wasn't a few dozen drops of narcissism grease in the wheels? Am I right? I don't know, maybe it's just me.
Gimme, I need!
But for podcasters like me, we don't have a big audience. We aren't being paid a living wage for what we do, and sometimes, most of the time, well, all the time, the one thing that motivates us to continue is hearing from someone who listens. I mean, we know people are listening. We have the stats we can look at, but there's always that voice in the back of your head that whispers to you in the dead of the night while you're trying to drift off to sleep that says,
"Those numbers represent how many times the episode was downloaded and or streamed and can often be generated by bots. Are you sure that any actual people are really listening?"
And that's where the feedback comes in. Feedback, you know, a simple email, a tweet, whatever, is how we know that someone is listening to us. And I know I've read the stats before, but for the life of me, I can't remember the actual numbers or can even find them now. But as a podcaster, you can expect just 1 out of 10 listeners to engage with your show. Maybe it's 1 out of 100. Again, I don't remember, but if you, as a host, asks your listeners to leave you a rating at places like Apple Podcasts, and you have like 300 listeners, 3 of them will leave you a rating. If you ask your listeners to send you feedback, 3 of those 300 will send you feedback. And I feel like the 1 in 100 number is accurate, but again, I can't be sure. It could be less, it could be more. I don't know.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
That's not the point. What I'm trying to say here, people, is that we need the feedback. I mean, I can't tell you how many times on a show I have posted episode after episode after episode after episode after episode.
And so on and so on and so on.
To complete silence. So much silence that I begin to ask myself why I even bother. And before you know it, I'm thinking about giving it all up. Then suddenly, out of the clear blue sky, I get an email or somebody responds to a tweet in which I've tweeted about the episode, and boom, I am just super pumped to get that next episode out there for that one person. I mean, I'm going to be a super needy asshole here for a moment, but dang it, I work hard on my shows. I put in all kinds of hours writing up notes, recording, editing, finding music, making sure the music fits. It's a lot of work. It doesn't really come across in this episode, but it's a lot of work. So it's really easy for me to get despondent when I hear nothing in return.
That's so sad.
But here's the thing, folks. I'm going to give you the flip side now, the view from the listener's perspective, because I'm not just a podcaster. I listen to a shit ton of podcasts as well. And as a listener, the idea of emailing each and every show I listen to after listening to each and every episode, well, damn, that just sounds exhausting. You know, I've said in the past that when it comes to engagement with the listeners, it's not like how it used to be a couple of decades ago. Engagement back then was through the roof. But something to think about, there weren't as many shows back then. Of course, there weren't as many people listening either. Nowadays, there are more podcasts than there are TV shows. And I don't really have the numbers to back that up. That's just a gut feeling in my heart. But there are millions of people listening every single day. Your average person doesn't email the creators of a TV show after each episode. So why should we expect people to email us, the podcaster, after every episode? We shouldn't. That's the answer. I certainly don't email every single podcast after I listen to an episode. So why should I expect others to email me? Plus, think about the circumstances under which many of your listeners are listening to your show. They're in the car, or they're working out, or they're doing housework, or they're wrestling gators. Regardless, they don't always have the opportunity to fire off an email. And by the time they do, their brain has moved on to something else. Wow, I really did a 180 there, didn't I? Look, all I'm trying to say is that, actually, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Okay, here it is. To all the podcast listeners out there, feedback is important to a podcaster. It motivates them and helps to keep them going. If you have the time, reach out. Just tell them that you enjoyed the episode. You can go into as much detail as you want, but the important thing is that you just let them know that you're listening. There's a reason why you hear most hosts try and engage with their audience and say stuff like,
"What did you think? Send me an email."
Or,
"Would you have made the same choice? Let me know. Send me an email."
They want to have that conversation with their audience. For myself, as a podcast listener, I know that I'm going to try my very best to engage with my favorite podcasts from here on out. I will fail more often than not, but I am still going to try.
There is no try!
To all the podcasters out there, people don't have time anymore like they used to. Most folks don't make a living wage, and prices everywhere continue to climb, and people are too busy trying to feed themselves and their families and can't stop to send emails and such. In other words, life for many people is a colossal ball of festering pus, and there's just too much insanity going on all around them that keeps them from taking the time to engage with your show. But take this to heart. There's a good chance that the reason they're listening to your show is because you take them away from all of that shit that makes life such a bottomless bag of vomit. And you make them forget their troubles. You make them smile and stuff. So yeah, just chill.
Chill, Winston.
For me, as a podcaster, it's important for me to hold on to the fact that in the end, if I'm actually asking myself why bother, then maybe it really is time to hang up the mic. I shouldn't have to depend on others to find value in what I'm doing. I bring that to the table for myself. I am the one who gets to decide if the time and effort that I spend putting out a show is worth it. And so, you know what? It's okay to take a break now and again. So yeah, Steven, chill.
Chill out, honey bunny.
Wow. I don't think that went where I meant it to go. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. As I'm recording, I've gotten to this point in the episode where I feel like I just vomited out a great big bunch of chaotic nonsense, and I honestly won't know if that's true or not until I go in and see if I can make an episode out of it. As for you, well, You're either feeling like I wasted your time or, I don't know, maybe you enjoyed the episode. I don't know. And you know what? For me, doesn't matter. I had fun. Okay, that's not true. I mean, I had fun, but I can't say that it doesn't matter to me how you felt about the episode, because it does. Look, I may be contradicting some or most or all of what I said earlier. I don't know. This whole episode has been a bit of a blur, but I do hope you enjoyed whatever it is that this turns out to be. That's part of the goal here. It's not just for me. I don't do this thing just to hear myself talk. Yeah, again, that is part of it. But I want you, the listeners, to have fun as well, because to be honest, I want you to come back. It's like this bargain that podcasters have made with their listeners. On my side, I've promised to make for you the best show I can. On your side, you've promised to listen, and as long as I hold up my side of the bargain, you will come back for the next episode. But here's the thing, I can only control what's on my side, and you can only control what's on your side. You do you, I'll do me, and maybe we'll meet somewhere in between. Until then, folks, yeah, I'm really nervous about putting this thing together because I feel like it's just going to be 15 minutes of nothing. But I guess I'll go ahead and wrap it up. So, yeah, bye. Please come back.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job.
Uh-oh. I just don't think I can move through life knowing that a guy named Steven did this to me.
Your podcast sucks.